Welcome back, Lexicrats. I'm Kendall Rice.
And I'm Grace Cho.
You're listening to Lesson 8, The Power to Lead.
Everyone wants to be a leader.
There's nothing like leadership to make you feel powerful and respected.
And it looks great on a college application.
With so many people scrambling for leadership positions, it makes sense that we'd have a lot of words for leading.
Words like administer,
conduct,
dominate,
preside,
regulate,
reign,
and supervise.
First word, administer.
This word is everywhere, but you rarely see it as a verb. Instead, it's nearly always in its noun form, administration.
You may know the word administration from your school or some other place with offices. The administration is the part of an institution that takes care of business, meeting people, taking phone calls, making copies, and important decisions.
We may think of administrators as leaders, but if we look closely at the word administer, we'll see that it wasn't made for leaders.
It was made for servants. Administer comes from two Latin roots, a preposition and a verb.
The preposition ad means to or toward. Its purpose here is to make the verb transitive, that is, to direct its action toward a direct object.
The core of this word is minister. You may know this word as a noun. A minister is the leader of a government department, or, in some religious denominations, of a church.
But even though we think of ministers as people in charge, the word's origins are more humble. It comes from the Latin verb ministrare, to serve.
And ministrare itself came from the adjective minor, which meant less. We still use minor to refer to things that are less important than other things.
So ministers and administrators were never meant to be more than the people they're in charge of. They were meant to be less.
That doesn't mean we should think less of our administrators. They take care of us behind the scenes and make our daily lives a lot more possible.
It just means we should realize that a good leader is a servant, not a tyrant.
Leaders have to do what's best for their people and try to make their lives easier, as servants must do for their masters.
It's easy to forget that when you're standing in the spotlight after winning an election.
I'm glad we have root words like ministrare to remind us what leadership is really about. Now let's narrow down the meaning of the word administer. We don't use it as a general synonym for lead. Instead, we use it to mean oversee or hand out.
The teacher has to come to school on Saturday to administer the SAT.
That doesn't mean the teacher wrote the SAT or is in charge of it. In fact, the teacher probably has nothing to do with the college board. He has to come on Saturday so he can read the instructions, hand out the test, and make sure nobody cheats.
Second word, conduct.
This word doesn't mean to be in charge of so much as to guide.
During the tornado, the teacher conducted her students to the emergency shelter.
She guided them out of a dangerous situation into a safer one. Conduct can also mean to organize an event or to make people work together according to a certain plan.
Scientists create knowledge by conducting experiments.
The scientists plan, set up, and carry out their experiments. All those steps are part of the action of conducting. Train conductors and orchestra conductors oversee their duties in a similar way.
The word conduct contains two very helpful Latin roots.
The first is con, an altered form of the preposition cum, meaning together.
The second is ducere, a verb that means to lead. So when you conduct people, you're leading them to work together on a joint project.
The verb ducere is a very useful one to know. As either deuce or duct, it shows up in a huge number of English verbs that have to do with leading or guiding.
For example, an aqueduct is a channel that guides water from one place to another.
Ducere lends leadership to words like conduce, induce, produce, reduce, adduce, educe, and ductile. If you're following our podcast, you're making friends with the other parts of these words. Con, in, pro, re, and add.
Even if you've never seen one of those words, adduce, for example, is pretty rare, you can still understand its meaning better by knowing the preposition ad and the verb ducere.
To adduce a fact is to use it as evidence in an argument.
His arguments are weak because he always adduces details that have nothing to do with the issue at hand.
When you write essays, you want to adduce only facts that support your thesis.
Third word, dominate.
Here's an undeniably powerful word. To dominate something is to have complete control over it.
The Korean business world is dominated by huge companies like Hyundai, Samsung, and LG.
Americans often use this word as slang for being very good at a sport or defeating many opponents. Though dominate officially must take a direct object, this slangy usage may be intransitive.
No one can stop the LA Lakers. This year, they're dominating.
Feel free to use dominate this way in casual conversation. You should probably keep this usage out of your writing, though.
Dominate comes from the Latin noun dominus, which meant lord or master.
Specifically, the lord or master of a household. Domus is the Latin noun for home.
The equivalent term for lady is domina.
Fourth word, preside.
Preside means to be in charge. To preside is to have the authority to make decisions and settle debates.
Preside is an intransitive verb, so if you want to give it an object, you have to use it with the preposition over.
In the United States, the Vice President presides over the Senate.
In reality, the VP doesn't get to do much on the Senate floor. He can't propose new laws or even participate in debates, but he does have one important duty. Whenever there's a tie vote, he gets to break it. So he's said to be in charge, even if he doesn't actually wield that much power.
The word preside comes from two Latin roots, the preposition pri, in front of, and the verb sedere, to sit.
So a president is a person who sits in front of others and makes important decisions for them.
Fifth word, regulate.
To regulate means to make rules that members of a certain group have to follow.
The Food and Drug Administration regulates what goes into our groceries and medicines.
Or,
libertarians oppose government regulation because they feel that people can look after themselves better than anyone else can.
The verb regulate comes from a Latin noun, regula, rule. This noun itself came from a pi root, reg, which meant to move in a straight line. Rules are what keep us moving in a straight line.
From the same root, reg, came the Latin nouns rex, king, and regina, queen. Many words that have to do with royalty have the letters R-E-G in them.
Like regal, which means magnificent and dignified, like a king or queen.
And like our sixth word, reign.
That's R-E-I-G-N, right?
Yes. There's an I between the R and the G. That's thanks to French. But the basic root, reg, is still there.
The word reign can be a verb, meaning to rule over a kingdom.
King Henry VIII reigned over England harshly, but always within the bounds of the law, even if he had to change the law.
As a verb, reign needs the preposition over between itself and the place being ruled. Reign can also be a noun, meaning the time period during which a king or queen ruled.
The 60-year reign of Queen Elizabeth II is the second longest for a British monarch. The longest is Queen Victoria's 64-year reign.
In addition to pointing out a time period, the noun reign can also indicate the manner in which a monarch rules.
The reign of King Henry VIII was very controlling, as shown by his takeover of the Church of England.
In that sentence, reign meant how he ruled, not how long he ruled.
Be careful not to confuse this word reign with another noun, reign, R-E-I-N.
Those aren't the same at all. The reign that's spelled R-E-I-N means a cord you use to drive a horse or ox.
Figuratively, it can also mean control over an organization. To take the reins is to take control.
We also shouldn't confuse it with the other kind of rain, R-A-I-N.
I don't think there's much danger of that. Seventh word, supervise.
Supervising is a little bit like reigning, but on a smaller scale. To supervise someone is to watch over him as he works, to make sure that he's doing the job correctly. Here's an example.
The boss annoyed the workers by supervising their every move.
I wouldn't want to work with a person like that. It'd be hard to get anything done.
It's easy to tell that supervise means watch over if you look at the Latin roots. Super is a preposition that means over, and videre is a verb that means to watch or to see.
That is easy. Is there a word subvise that means to watch under?
No. Why would anyone want to watch under?
When you put it that way, I have no idea.
Quiz time! For each of today's seven words, give the meaning of the main Latin root.
But here's the catch. Try to give the meaning of the earliest form of the root. You'll get the hang of it after trying the first one.
Ready?
Administer.
Less. Surprise? Did you guess serve? You're right. The verb ministrare does mean to serve. But ministrare comes from the adjective minor, which means less.
See how it's done? Try it for conduct.
Lead. Duct comes from ducere, to lead.
Dominate.
Home. Dominus, master, comes from domus, home.
Preside.
Sit. Sedere means to sit, so a president sits in front of others.
Reign.
Move in a straight line. That's what the pi root reg means.
Supervise.
Watch or see. That's what videre means. Add super and you get watch over.
You just mastered seven authoritative words.
Using them correctly will help you take charge of your writing and persuade people to follow you.
Just remember that being a leader isn't all about being in charge.
It's about serving the people who follow you.
Here's hoping the words in this lesson will serve you well. Stay elite, Lexicrats.
See you next time.